2 Years Before the Mast by Richard Henry Dana. The original preface. I am unwilling to present this narrative to the public without a few words in explanation of my reasons for publishing it. Since Mr. Cooper's Pilot and Red Rover, there have been so many stories of sea life written that I should really think it unjustifiable in me to add one to the number without being able to give reasons in some measure warranting me in so doing. With the single exception, as I'm quite confident, of Mr. Ames's entertaining but hasty and desultory work called Mariner's Sketches, all the books professing to give life at sea have been written by persons who've gained their experience as naval officers or passengers, and of these there are very few which are intended to be taken as narratives of fact. Now, in the first place, the whole course of life and daily duties, the discipline, habits and customs of a man of war, are very different from those of the merchant service. And in the next place, however entertaining and well-written these books may be, and however accurately they may give sea life as it appears to the authors, it must still be plain to everyone that a naval officer who goes to sea as a gentleman with his gloves on, as the phrase is, and who associates only with his fellow officers and hardly speaks to a sailor except through a boatswain's mate, must take a very different view of the whole matter from that which would be taken by a common sailor. Besides the interest which everyone must feel in exhibitions of life in those forms in which he himself...